recorded. Okay, so I'm going to just keep on talking, and I think my recording is a little bit late, and my team and I will fix that. Okay, so where was I? This, I'm talking about the teleclass profit plan. I want you to be present. And as always, we want to review where we have been. Now, here we are. We're at week 9. That means we have 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 4 more modules today plus 3 more modules. And the fourth, the final module is more of a review and a celebration. So I want you to hang steady and really finish strong. Michael Phelps going for his 8th gold medal in the 2008 Olympics. I mean, there was a match I watched, and he literally looked like he was not going to make the gold. And in that one one hundred tenths of a second, his pinky finger touched the edge of the pool, and he won his 8th gold medal. Same thing for you and me. We have to finish strong. You have to keep focused. You got to keep your eyes on the prize. Building a business is not for the faint of heart. I mean, and especially where you are in this stage of your business, where you're really laying down your strong foundation and setting up these nuts and bolts and these A to Z structures and just getting her done, this is a season in your life. This is not the rest of your life is going to be this hard and grueling and challenging and, oh, my God, can I really do it? No, you're going to be hitting your sweet spot before you know it. But for now, don't give up. Many people give up. You know, 95% of success is showing up. Hello? I think we all can do that. 95% of success is just showing up. So keep showing up and doing the work, you know, showing up, getting visible on our Facebook forum. Really, we have 1 month left, and there's no breaks this month. There's no incubation, nothing like that, sisters. We're going headstrong last week here, or last month here. So really, I am requesting and asking if you will amp up the support of each other in our private Facebook group, and also asking for support from me and the other women, and also creating just this really strong energy as we finish up into August. And then by September is such a good time to start new roll out new programs and work with people. It's just this whole new, fresh back-to-school energy that you'll be carrying into September and ready to rock and finish this year super-duper-duper strong, stronger than you've ever finished a year, all right? So let's review last week's action steps. So last week we were talking all about strategy sessions and moving from sales to service, and you were invited to the possibility of reviewing all those questions in week 8's guidebook and looking at those 10 strategy sessions, actually booking 10 strategy sessions, even if you need to practice on your pop sisters. So booking these strategy sessions, huge amount of growth in doing a strategy session. So have you done that? Have you booked or created a plan to start promoting and doing these strategy sessions, even if you have to practice? Last week I shared how I went to the mall and I met total strangers because I wanted, I don't know why I did it, but I did it. This was like 7 years ago. I went to the mall and got my first like 10 or 15 health histories, and doing crazy things like that tells the universe that you mean business. You're here to serve, you're here to support, you're here to lift other people up. Practice, practice, and practice some mo. Aim to have 3 strategy session calls per week. And then heal and transform your own wealth consciousness so that you do not shrink to your prospects' fear, lack, and limiting beliefs, or the belief that people won't buy your products or people don't have money. I mean, really heal and transform your own wealth consciousness, because people are looking for a leader. They're looking for someone who can hold the expert status and who can be strong and be a leader and hold them, right? And hold the energy, hold the container, hold the space so that they can do their work, the necessary inner and outer work for them to receive the transformation that they so desire. It's really important, your role. And if you have an effed up money story or a money story based on lack or limitation or not enough or belief system that people won't pay you or why would they pay you or why would they pay for health or why would they pay for healing, etc., you're going to get that reflected in this magical mirror called life. All right, so really lots of key pieces here. Honestly, I believe that in order to pop your biz, 80% of 80% is that inner work, you healing and transforming your own wealth consciousness, you believing in yourself, and you getting behind your work and the value of your work and the value of your time and the value of your worth. I just said so many juicy nuggets in that last little phrase. I want you to really think about that. I want you to write a note about that. Write that down. 80% of your success is contingent on you truly believing in yourself, knowing and owning your value, your worth, and getting behind your work and the lifetime value of what you offer. The other 20% is this hard work, you know, structures and getting it done, getting it out there. But you might be getting it out there. This is what I was doing for years. Like I had the website, I had the brand somewhat, not exactly what you see today. I had the website, I had the brand, I had the newsletter, I had some videos, I was doing talks and I had programs, but I wasn't at six figures. I was making $50,000 a year, which is $40,000 to $50,000 a year, but I wasn't living my dreams. I was living a portion of my dreams, so I'll admit. I've always had a good time in life, but the point is that when I got behind my work and I really got behind it, that's how I went from the zero to the 54K in 6 weeks when I got it. And the thing is what I'm trying to say here is I had all that outer stuff, the website, the newsletter, the this and the that, but I lacked that 80% of believing in myself and the self-confidence and the value and knowing my worth. But once I got that, it was like, bam, because I had all the structures laid down. So simultaneously, you're working on both of those pieces. Okay. Take a breath, everybody. Stand up. Stretch your arms. Go left. Go right. Maybe put your hands down to the floor a little bit. See if you can touch the floor. Bend your knees. I'm doing it too. All right, now we're getting deep. We're going into your teleclass profit plan. Why? Teleclasses rock, and why it's your turn and your time to start. Decide what kind of call you're going to host. Pick and choose for 5 models. Get the lowdown on how to host a teleclass. Magnetize your peeps to you through pop marketing. Get Amanda's teleclass promotion checklist. Receive a word-for-word script from one of my teleclasses, which actually brought in $30,000 as a health coach, and receive 6 strategies, strategic steps to fill your program after your call. All right, this is it. This is the blueprint. I have done so many calls and launches over the last couple years, so I know what this is. So I really want you to know you're getting a very good training right now. Okay, so why? Why do we do these? Why do we do these? Number one, they connect you to a global audience. There's 7 billion people on the planet, and you and your message and your love and your energy can have a global reach. We are living in an amazing era in which it is easy to connect with your tribe, plus the internet, Skype, Google, and all technology. You can literally be anywhere in the world and host a connect with your tribe via teleclass. As you know, I'm here. I was in Utah. I'm in Utah now. I was in Hawaii last week, still running my business, still serving my clients, still hosting teleclasses, still building, right? Teleclasses build your list and skyrocket your visibility. Another thing here is when I had my son in 2009, I knew I didn't want to work in an office and go to an office and work in Utah. I wanted to work from home. And so that has given me so much flexibility where I built an international practice Well, many of you, we have Singapore and Australia and the UK and all over the United States and Canada here in our Healthy Wealthy Biz School, and that's because of the vision. I said, I'm going to be a body, and I'm an international body and soul coach. I remember that. I was in England at my, I went to a VIP day with my coach in England. My son was 4 months old. I flew to England with my son and my sister babysitting him. And my coach said, okay, what is your I am statement? I was walking through the fields of England, and I was like, because I love international travel. So I said, I am an international body and soul coach. And I would say over and over, and this was in 2009, and now 2013, well, I started getting it about 2 years ago, really it came into fruition. And those I am statements are so powerful, and now I truly have an international practice. So important, these teleclasses, this is how you can have this profitable, portable, and playful biz. So they skyrocket your visibility. They also give you awesome income generation tools. Maybe not so much in the beginning, but the more you do it and the more you build your list and the better you get at these, they can seriously allow you for like a 90-minute, you know, heart-to-heart call with or live stream with people. You can convert some people. I mean, they have anywhere – it's from 30,000. I mean, even if it's just like 3,000 or 4,000, doesn't matter, 5,000, it's literally limitless. Some people have like seven-figure launches. They have six-figure launches. Of course, all of us will have those when we're ready, right? I will have one, and I'll tell you how it goes, okay? And then you'll be next. I know it. I know it. I feel it. Teleclasses are completely leveraged. You can get your valuable content to hundreds of thousands of people. Just from by you and them. Teleclasses position you as an expert in your field, and then you beam and you radiate that expert status. And then they can, your listeners can add your juicy call audio to their resource library and listen to it over and over and over again, and you could totally change their life. They can also pass your free call along to their friends and family, thus building your network even wider and more globally. Now, I have to say, this is really cool. Sometimes you do a teleclass, and there are many years where, there was a season of my life where I was doing teleclasses, and I was on my phone in my office, and then don't get confused with this technology, but I wanted to keep the live open, the line open, because I wanted people to call in and catch it live. Maybe they were late. So what I had to do is call in on my cell phone, put my cell phone in my guest bedroom underneath the pillow, and it was me talking to myself with my cell phone tucked under the pillow in the other room, me, myself, and I. But the truth is, you might be sharing. For example, I came back to Utah last week, and my esthetician, I met up with her. She's got a pretty low WC, but she's very good at her eyebrows. Very, very good. You'll see them on my live stream, how great my brows look. Anyway, and she was like, Amanda, I listened to your 10 secret steps to create a profitable, portable, and playful biz over and over and over this summer. It changed my life. Thank you so much. Like, I leaned on that. That was my everything. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, it made me feel so good that, yeah, I helped someone. So you get to help people, even if you're talking to yourself or even if you don't know, you're helping people. And that's what it's all about, is we're here, we're all in this together, and we're all helping each other. So even if someone doesn't buy, like she didn't join Healthy Wealthy Biz School, but she learned and she grew and she got a lot. And I got to tell you that in my beginning days, I listened to free calls left, right, and center. I don't anymore. I don't have time for it. And I also am my own. I get my downloads from my source, and at this point, I am not in such a learning phase that I need to listen as much. But in the beginning, I listened to those calls nonstop, and I learned so much from other women who were ahead of me. So I just want you to know that you might think, oh, well, I had a call, but no one was on it, or there were only 2 people or 10 people in the beginning, 20, 30, 40 people. But the truth is that you are helping people, and you're getting your voice out there. And then you're positioned as an expert. So let's decide on what kind of call you're going to host. So the classic teleclass, this is a preview call for your upcoming private in the beginning. By the way, I really want you all to focus just on private, on one-on-one coaching, and don't go into groups until you build your list, in which you seed your program throughout the content and then share your program at the end. In this model, you can have a few success stories or character witnesses, friends and family on your call. Now, in the beginning, I didn't have a lot of success stories as a business coach because I was just starting out as a business coach at the very end, last month of 2012. So who did I have on? I had my best friend from kindergarten come on the call and talk about me. You know, give me a character witness. I had women that were in my mastermind come in and give a character witness because I didn't have any clients, right, as a business coach. So you might be that way too, so be creative. I saw another coach do this, and I thought it was genius. You may also want to give away a very juicy fast action bonus for the first 15 minutes after the call to help people make the decision to take the step. Now, there's a Q&A call. Now, I am not going to recommend this one. It is not recommended for small lists and low registration numbers because even me, there could have been a couple hundred people register for the call, but literally people are, and you find it here in the Healthy Wealthy Biz School, people don't always perk up with the queue, and there I'm sitting here with my A getting ready to deliver it, but there's no one asking questions. So let's just skip over the Q&A call, all right? Now, the interview call, you could interview someone who can also serve your ideal clients, but you're not in direct competition with. Example, a health coach interviews a yoga teacher or a specialist in raw food, and they could share the interview with their list, which will help build your list. And before doing this, make sure you arrange an affiliate commission fee so that you make money if she sells something, and standard affiliate fees are 30%. The solo content call with a call to action. Teaching solo with everyone on mute and then open up for Q&A. This is very similar to the first one, the classic teleclass. Okay, five, a two-part to five-part free call series. Now, this is something I have done when I was going, I'm not doing this now, but there was a time when I was doing my 6 months to six figures, and my coach at the time was very strong at many, many things, but not very strong with the structures. And so what she had me do was just go do a free call every week. So here I am. That's what I was doing, the free call between me and my cell phone. I gave a free call every single week for 6 weeks. It was grueling. It was exhausting, but it helped me find my voice. I was talking to myself, but I had to prepare every week. I had a script that I followed and the sequence, and I had to learn how to do my pitch, you know, at the end, and it really gave me a lot of confidence and clarity and connection to my voice. It's helped a lot. So I actually recommend this, doing a 2 to 5 part series. And then you're giving a lot of valuable content, and then you're also sharing, you're giving a lot of valuable content, but then you're also giving a lot of valuable content. I said that now three times, so it's important. I'm saying that, but you could repurpose that content at a later time. That is something we could talk about later, okay? But just letting you know that. And also, you could find your voice, and then you're seen as the expert, and then people can pass it around and invite people to the call, and then you add your list that way. Okay, so the point of a free call, are you ready? Is to preview and introduce your program and to make sales. Yes, you are in business, my ladies. You're not here just for fun. You're not in a volunteer situation. This is not a charity. You're here to make sales. It will strengthen your speaking skills and help you find your voice. You cannot mess up. Your ideal clients love you and want to watch you prosper and succeed. Be in your power and speak from your heart. All right, let's talk about nitty-gritty. How to host a teleclass. Just check on the line, see if we're all doing well on the line. Okay. So, how to do this? Determine your topic, your date, and time for your free call. I recommend marketing for your free call at least 2 to 3 weeks in advance. Don't rush it. Don't say, I'm going to have a free call next week. Please don't do that. Look at the calendar. We want to have a global view. Look at the calendar and say 2 to 3 weeks from now, I'm going to do a free class. Then get a free conference number. You can use a service like freeconferencingcall.com. It's free. Or instantteleseminar.com. If you are brand new, I say don't waste your money on a $99 a month fee. I didn't even have this instant teleseminar until 2012 when I did an international telesummit. Okay? So keep it simple. Just use a free one. And then write down your free call number, host PIN, and participant PIN. And when you sign up for freeconferencecall.com, they'll give you all the information, okay? So that's very easy. Step 3, set up a goal. This is very important. You got to know what you want. For how many people you want on the free call. Aim a little bit higher than you think is possible to stretch yourself. So aim higher. Let's say you want 50 to 100 or just and have that number. I intend to have blank amount of people registered for my free call. Always shoot higher. Very important. And the whole point of a goal is to inspire you to go for it. All right? Now, how do you set it up? Now, this is the heady stuff that you might want to you can always come back and re-listen to this audio, and you're also able to review this guidebook at any time. So create a welcome to the free call opt-in page. If you have an assistant, you can have your assistant do this. It must have the title of the free call, the date and the time, and an opt-in box. They can insert their call and details, email, and name. Optional, you can add a welcome video from you about why you're hosting this call and why they need to be there. To see an example, go to this link or see the following text example. Attention, give your complimentary pass, right? Optional, video, and then you tell them what they'll learn. So you're really crafting this from the beginning. You're getting a really juicy title of your free call, and then craft upwards of 3 to 5 bullet points. And these 3 to 5 bullet points are going to help you to structure your free call content. Right on. All right. Now, the opt-ins, as you see, this is going to be a list builder. Now, the opt-ins will be linked into one shopping cart or constant contact, whatever you use. Or if it's your first call, you can have people email you directly with their RSVP. That's how I did it in the beginning. I didn't know anything about this stuff. I just, circa 2007, I just put it out in my newsletter. I said, hey, I'm doing a free call RSVP if you want in. And then I would copy and paste their little name and email address to a Word document, and then they were added to the call. So I recommend setting it up with a professional shopping cart, but if you want to dive in head first, I didn't have a shopping cart in the beginning because, again, that's an additional fee a month. If you want to dive in head first with good old-fashioned email, do it that way, and that's how I did it in the beginning. Step 3, create a thank you for registering for the free call. Autoresponder. Getting some O2 to the brain, which registrants will automatically receive as soon as they register for the call. This will say something like, thank you, call instructions, and then here it is. You know, you're in. Welcome. So happy you're here. Here are the details. Here's all the details, blah, blah, blah. So what you could do is write this up in a Word document, and then as soon as you get someone registered, you just copy and paste it in an email, or you would have a robust shopping cart, like one shopping cart. And if you have one shopping cart, you're going to need a VA, virtual assistant, to help you with this stuff. Please don't make the mistake I made of trying to do everything on your own and then just literally, like, you didn't go into business to be a VA. Right? No, you went into business to be what you are. So, please, I tried to figure out one shopping cart for years, and it was brutal. Finally, just hire someone to help you, and then that clears the energy so that you can actually do your work in the world. So, anywho, they would set this up, and then it would be automatic. It's so cool. So, it's just automated. Okay? So, optional but not recommended for your first call, you could offer a free video training series, which will jazz them up and get them excited for the free call. you all have seen me do this over the last several months. I am adding what are they called? Video series to warm people up to the calls. Now, these are not professional videos. It would be cool if they were, but they are me while I'm hiking. And seriously, if y'all could see behind the scenes, John has got Phoebe in the snuggly carrier, and he's got the camera, and he's shooting me. And it's hilarious. And Sawyer is walking around somewhere, and I'll have to do a video with him so you could see him behind the scenes. But what I'm saying is this is all about brand equity too. This is showing you're giving valuable tips, but make them personal and embodying all of you, right? Okay, step three, market your call with laser focus, F in focus, until you reach your goal stated above. So how do you do this whole marketing? Now, this is really, I hate to tell you this, ladies, women. Are you ready? I'm going to have some more water before I break the news. In a nutshell, we are marketers. Yes. I didn't know anything about marketing. I thought I was a health coach in the beginning, a yoga teacher. I wasn't some marketer. What are you talking about? I don't know what marketing is. But then when you're in business for yourself, you have to learn how to market yourself and how to shamelessly self-promote. And so you have to market yourself. Otherwise, you don't get any clients. And that would suck because then you wouldn't be in very good, you wouldn't be in business. So let's talk about this. Magnetize your peeps to you through pop marketing. So this is how it rolls. One solo blast per week, inviting your peeps to your call, and start at least 2 to 3 weeks before your free call. I recommend coming up with a juicy and compelling theme for your call. So you're writing a juicy email. There are a lot of components. At this stage in the game, I've hired a copywriter. I hired her about 2 years ago now. And it's been so helpful because I don't love writing copy that is marketing copy. I'm like, I'd rather pump people up and be motivational and yeah, than figure out how to write copy to get them to sign up, right? Like, that is challenging. Luckily, we've got Ashley, who is a copywriter that you all could connect in with, to support you with this. If you're like me, I'd rather be going for a hike or a bike ride and let my copywriter write my copy and let me enjoy my life and get my juicy downloads that I can share, right? And when you're working with a copywriter, though, this is I collaborate with her. I tell her my downloads and the juice and all this good stuff, and then she brings it all together, but I give her a rough draft, and then she makes it look and feel good. So you do a one solo per week, and you see me doing that. The last couple of weeks I've done a solo generally on a Tuesday, and then on Thursday I do an easy mention. So one easy mention each week in your email newsletter. Then create a series of YouTube videos inviting your people to the call. Give juicy tips and a call to action linking them to the free call opt-in page. And I recommend a video series where each video tip builds on the next. So tips 1 through 5. Create a Facebook free call event page and invite your friends to join you. Market via all of your social media channels 2 times per day leading up to the call amongst your other juicy content. Reach out to all your friends and colleagues with easy to copy and paste copy for Twitter and Facebook, asking them to promote your free call. This is how, when I was doing my ascension from 0 to 54K, I had a group of people that I was in my mastermind with, and in my Facebook personal message, I would do exactly this, and I would ask them to share, and I told them that I would share for them when they were going to do their launches, and everybody shared. And then that really helped. And then I would also write everyone an email before the launch, and I would have them, I would ask them and tell them the juicy why. People would share. These were friends. These were people in my mastermind group. And I'd love to see you all doing that for each other, because truly it's a spirit of non-competition. Nowadays, I've got this really cool group of women, multiple six figures and millionaire soul sisters, and they're from all over the world. They're so cool. Love them. It's the best. And we have like a millionaire soul tribe, and we share. So today, my assistant posted something that is like my colleague is doing something very similar to me, but in her own way. She's also helping people with their money story, but she has her own brand and her own twist. And yeah, I'm in the middle of a launch too, but I don't believe in competition. So we posted that, sharing this link for my friend. And with the thought, hey, I'm going to share this for her. She'll probably share it for me, even though we might be doing the same exact thing. So really eliminate any of that old school paradigm of competition. We are all in this together. Really important piece here to share and to support each other. And that's one of the things that I think is so the other women that have gone through the POP program and POP and No Matter What, some other group programs that I've done, and other Healthy Wealthy Biz School programs, they have created a tribe and a sisterhood, and they're supporting one another. And when we do that, we create this energy and this vortex, and it's like, we're doing it, let's do it, and it's exciting, and there's a lot more camaraderie. And then it's like, I might have told you all this story about when I went skiing with my husband. I go skiing all the time, but anyway, we were skiing, and I saw this, like, this group of teenage girls that all had, like, they looked like ripping skiers, and they had long hair, and they looked like so much fun, and they were, like, this six or seven girls, and they were having so much fun. I was like, I want to go with them. Like, I want to go skiing with them. Yeah, I'm, like, 20 years older, but I can hang with them, and whatever, it doesn't matter, but it was just, like, their energy of that sisterhood and the fun and their high energy, that is what we want to be creating with each other. That high energy, that sisterhood, that fun. I mean, when I got started, like, I was tagging my coach and all my friends, and then we've all, you know, my friend Christina Morassi and I, we have really come to a new place of I guess our own leadership and building our own tribes and claiming and our own value and leadership or whatever I'm trying to say, but you get it. And that's from doing all this social media love and community and sisterhood. Really important to support each other. I want you all to create these alliances and these partnerships with the women that you're journeying with now. Now, create a physical flyer for your hometown and local area channels. So here I am, I'm back in Utah, and I'm going out to my local raw food place I love, 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 and I'm like, I need to go put a flyer in here. I need to go put a flyer in my yoga studios that I used to teach at. Hello, I need to go to Whole Foods to put flyers up about my live event. So create physical flyers. Post on Meetup groups and chat group. Chat groups, otherwise known as Facebook groups, where your people are hanging out. Visualize, affirm, and magnetize your ideal clients to your free call. This is a key point. This is going back to that 80%. Visualize, affirm, and magnetize your ideal clients to your free call and not have one iota of doubt whatsoever. See it, feel it, believe it, receive it. Plan to spend at least 1 hour every day promoting your free call and watching the sign-ups coming in leading up to the free call. Now, that's key. You have to watch the sign-ups. You got to pay attention. It's just like paying attention to your money. Pay attention to who's signing up for your call. Get excited. What you're doing is working. Book local speaking gigs or be a guest on your colleagues' calls and invite the listeners to your free call. Another thing I'd put on there is be a bonus. I wonder if I put that on there. No, I didn't. Okay, be a bonus. This is another key thing. Okay, let's say when I first did the first launch of Healthy Wealthy Biz School, I had some of my friends and I had my copywriter, Lisa Rothstein. I had Michelle Gelati. I had a social media person, Janet Wallace. I had Christina Morassi. I've always had other women that were bonuses, and they added value, and they gave everyone who enrolled in the program a one-on-one call, like a strategy session. So the bonus for these bonuses was they basically got 30 free, or however many people registered, they got like 30 free strategy sessions from people who were already hot, like a hot lead, because they were affiliated with me. So it wasn't the best deal for me, but it was if they were to me as the promoter, because I was sharing the content, because for some reason I didn't get an affiliate commission or something, you know, those kind of things. But the thing is, I was able to serve my people at a higher level and give them more value, and then my bonuses or my affiliates were able to convert clients and create sales. So what I'm saying is, you guys can be bonuses on each other's programs. Many of you have different are different and complementary to the same ideal clients. So partner up that way. Be bonuses for each other. Huge, 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 huge here. I think actually Cassie had put out there who was to be a bonus. So she's one to watch. I'd be hanging out with her if I were you. All right. 12, create an affiliate marketing campaign where you have colleagues, friends, and other peeps who share your ideal clients promote for you. You supply them with done-for-you copy and social media and e-zine blast copy and solos, etc. So that's affiliate marketing. Now, with affiliate marketing, are you guys, let's take a deep breath. I love this topic. I could talk about it forever. Let's take a breath. I know this is a lot of stuff. It might be the first time you're hearing this, and it could be super-duper overwhelming. I myself have been studying this and training in this since 2007, or 2008. That's a long time, you know. This ain't my first rodeo, so just remember you can come back and listen to this. Affiliates. The thing with affiliates, you can do it old school. I did it old school because I didn't want to pay for the affiliate. If you, in one shopping cart, you have to up-level your, my coach said to me, you're kidding me. You don't want to pay the extra $50 a month for an affiliate program where people could be bringing you, you know, tens of thousands of dollars worth of clients. And I was like, oh, God, she's so busted me. So I ended up getting the affiliate. And one of my launches as a health coach, I teamed up with a dating coach. The dating coach shared my stuff with everyone, and she brought me three people, and I gave her just out of my checkbook, you know, my LLC checkbook, I gave her $500 a referral, but it wasn't tracked. I can't remember if it was tracked at that point through the affiliate link, but, and I still do it today. I love giving affiliates because affiliates are going to share and share and share. So if you can, maybe you're not in the stage of business now, but in 6 months, 3 months, you might be ready to start an affiliate marketing campaign, and then you've got all these great, a lot of you are my affiliates, and you're sharing via social media and your newsletters, you're sharing my products and programs and events, and I'm so grateful that I get to write you checks. And how fun is it for you to get checks? And if you're not an affiliate, by the way, here's a little seed. I'm gonna plant a seed. Then you can email info@amandamoxley.com and say, hey, how can I be an affiliate and make money by referring my coach, Amanda? So that's easy. So affiliate marketing is a whole, we could do a whole nother module on that. I'm going to just keep going, okay? And not worry about that today. Deep breaths. Why don't you guys stand up, do a little stretchy stretch. Okay. Are you guys doing all right? We got more to go. Now that you have your ideal clients enrolled in your free call, be sure to email them reminders of the free call. All right, don't drop the ball here. It's like I'm lazy too. The last time I have ever, for example, I'll follow a friend, Christina. I know I want to like support her, but she's sending her emails. She's doing her campaigns for weeks and weeks, and I don't even hit the sign up now button. I only sign up the day I hear her calls happening. I sign up. But if she were not, if I was not, maybe you're the same way. If I'm not sending you a reminder, 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 like, can I wipe your butt? Can I wipe your butt? Can I wipe your butt? I mean, I feel like I'm dealing with a preschooler here. Like a 2-year-old here, right? I mean, this is what we have to do to these people. Why don't they just write down the number, put it in their calendar, and schedule it like an appointment? No, they've got so much to do that they'd rather you just keep emailing them and reminding them. So that's what we must do. We must, we must, we must. So we must say, see you tomorrow, free call. See you tonight or the day of. talk to you in 1 hour. And then, so you, are you on the phone? Like, it's in 2 minutes. Like, you have to set up these emails to remind these people to get their buns on the call. Now, here we go. Example of a reminder call. Subject: the anticipation is killing me. It's tomorrow. The wait is almost over. My free calls and video series on this and this. Okay, so just, and a lot of this copy you can repurpose. You can repurpose this copy, meaning the copy that you've used throughout your campaign. You could just copy and paste it and repurpose it. People don't read this whole thing, right? All right. Now that you have your marketing wheels in motion, promoting your free call, it's time to work on your promotion that you will be hosting on your free call. So here's the little script of what, how to do a free call. Now, I think it's a good idea to prepare your free call before. Before, don't wing this thing. That's just, you would not feel good if you winged it. So be a professional and show up and be prepared. So I always have an affirmation of for my own self that I put out, like on my walls and 3x5 cards and all over my house, of what I want and why, and get excited and aligned with it. So I'm doing the live stream. I see myself with 150 women at my live event, you know, and that done-ski. And when you see it, you feel, believe it, then all you have to do is receive it. So point is you have to align with it. Don't just do this. Don't just pretend you're like an employee going to work for the man here. You are running your own business. You got to get passionate and excited about what you're offering. Okay? So affirmation: I'm easily and joyfully attracting and receiving 20 wonderful people in my program. Write your intention. So just give a juicy affirmation. Number one, welcome. This is a preview call. So basically, hey everybody, it's Amanda Moxley, and I am the founder and the CEO of AmandaMoxley.com. Imagine that. And I help women create profitable, portable, and playful businesses, creating six-figure businesses that they love. And then you would say, so you do a welcome. They say, this call is for you if, like basically it, you're in the right place. And then you list all these examples of where they are. This is for you if. And really hit that ideal client so they know you're talking to them. I've had people, I think maybe some of you in the that are here in the call, you, when I've done a free call, you said, Amanda, when she did that, this is for you if. Every single one of those bullet points was me. So don't underestimate this piece. You got to know your ideal client and where she is. Now, share a prayer or your intention, if that's your style, for your time together on the call. And share your story. Give your credentials about, you know, this is, I am this, but it wasn't always like this. And then give your seminar story, is what I like to call it. You know, in fact, when I was at my rock bottom and I had $200 in my bank account and I flew to LA and I had this, I could tell you a whole long story, but I'm not going to talk. I'm talking your ear off a little bit. I had a little Earl Grey today. I don't really rock the gray usually, but I did today. So I'm telling you this. So I was at my rock bottom, and I went to a live event, and it was a 2-day event. I flew to LA. Don't ask me how I had the money to do it. I just did. I can't remember. And anyway, so I'm sitting there in this chair, like, I remember just feeling, like, so skinny because I hadn't been eating very much, and using olive oil on my face because I couldn't afford the lotion. And I just felt, like, so skinny and stuff. And I was just, like, sitting there talking to my skinny in a bad way. Let's just put it that way. Like malnourished, and talking to my coach, and she's like, Amanda, you know this is your seminar story, and I was like, you're right, this is my seminar story. And at that 2-day event, I ended up signing up for this high end coaching program with her, and I remember writing on the form, it's my time, and that within 6 weeks after that is when I made the $54,000, and so. Just sharing that rock bottom story wherever, like where you were and where you are now, is just really creates that relatability and like you've been there, but now you're on the other side of it. Very important piece to share and be vulnerable with your story. And then you talk about, hey, and today we're going to cover, and then you give them the bullet points about which you've already listed in your free call opt-in page. So that was easy. You already know what you're going to cover. And then move into the body of your talk. And this is super easy because you know your content. And you want to be sure to be seeding your program you're going to talk about in your main points to get them excited and ready for your offer. You don't want to do it in like a gross, you know, cheesy salesman way, but just planting a seed. And then share 3 to 5 main points that answer the bullet points of what you said you would cover in your free call. Now, here's a very important piece that I have not given you in this guidebook. In your points, you want to be sharing 3 things. And you'll want to write notes about this. This is called activating the gap. So you're going to want to say, this is the gap formula. Number 1, this is where you are now. So you would be describing where they are now. Number 2, well, it's number 1A and number 1B. And this is how where you are now feels to you or affects you. So, and where then, so that's 1. Number 2 is point to the vision. This is where you'd rather be. Don't worry, I'm going to give you an example of this. And step 3 is, and let me give you 1 point or 1 step to get there. Now, this is something I've just started using, and it is really good because you don't overwhelm people. And I'm going to give you an example. Just bear with me one moment. Take notes, reflect on what I'm saying while I'm giving you an example. Looking for my example. Okay, so I'm going to give you an example. Here is where you are. So this is an example from one of my last calls. Here's where many women are. You're giving away your services for free or for cheap, or you discount your services all the time, or you trade your services. And then you end up not being able to make ends meet financially. Then you might even start to feel, this is how it feels, feel resentful, taken advantage of, angry, and like you got the short end of the stick. And you wonder why you are struggling to make ends meet and why you don't have enough money to live the life you dream and desire. So see that? That was me demonstrating this is where you are and this is how it feels. This is where you are in this moment. This is where your ideal client is in this moment, and this is how it probably feels for her. Now, step 2, I'm pointing to the vision. Where you really want to be is you want to be in a place where your rates are fully aligned with who you are, you know your worth, and you know your value, so that when you are working, you are making great money doing what you love. You feel fulfilled, grateful, and energized because you know you are confidently creating the life of your dreams. See? Point to the vision, the vision, the vision, right? And here's 1 step to take to start valuing your time as premium. Here's that step. Stop trading your services and stop discounting your prices and stop doing stuff for free. See how that is? So I just want you to write down that gap formula, which I just told you, and have that in your notes. Here's another example. Here's where you may be. So step 1, here's where you may be. You really have no idea what your time is worth. You may be saying yes to all these tasks that take up your time. And then you wonder where your day went and why you haven't made any money. You feel it. Then here's the feel statement. You feel annoyed and frustrated and a lack of time to do what you want to do. Where you really want to be, point to the vision, is you want to feel on purpose, on task, and like the CEO of your business. Here's what you can do. And then I told them all about like how to value their time and the formula. So I want you to just have that formula down, and this is what you want to be doing. And on the live stream this week, you can watch me. I'm going to be activating this gap, and you'll be able to see it right in front of your beautiful eyes. Okay? So that's the body of your talk. Now, tip, can you get a live success story on the call? A character witness is very important. Many people, I've gotten clients, just because they heard my beautiful client share their story, many of you are like, I want to be like Gianni, who was 20 and flipping hamburgers and now making 5 to 10K a month. I want to be like that. You can show me how I can relate to Gianni, you know, because here's the thing is the expert can sit there and talk and talk and talk, but it doesn't mean anything until she has a success story of someone she supported in actually doing it, right? So if you can get the success story, do it. If you can't, just get your best friend on the line or someone. Get creative, okay? All right, close. Here's an example from one of my calls. This is from my Fit, Fab, and Fierce Release Up to 50 Pounds in 5 Months call. Okay, so you really want to give the URL to the sales page or the information page. And then you just talk about, you want to focus on a little bit about the features. Like it's a 5-month program. We begin as soon as you register. You'll receive a welcome package, your food and body journey assessment, and blah, blah, blah. And then I kind of just go through the bullets. And basically what you can be doing, take a deep breath. I know this is a lot. I told you this one was going to be a deep one. You guys saw in logs over there? Okay. So anyway, you can read through this. I'm not going to go through all of this. I'm going to tell you one thing, that how in the beginning, when I first started doing these and I started like selling big programs online, this was for a $5,000 program. I have to tell you that I listened to my mentor's call, and I listened, and I would take notes, and I basically, like, followed her word for word, and then I put it in. Like, I got her rhythm of how she did a sales call, and then I found my own voice, and I put my own rhythm into this. So if it supports you, you're always welcome to listen to any of the free calls I've done and model after me how I did it, when I said it, et cetera. Because I'm further down the line, I'm not saying I'm the master by any means at this. You might even want to find some other women, who, like multiple seven-figure entrepreneurs, and listen to how they close. Someone like Suzanne Evans or Allie Brown or Kendall Summerhawk. I'm not trying to say go and do, you know, work with them, because I want you, of course, to work with me. But, you know, I'm giving you some pointers. These are true masters, okay? I'm good. I think I'm good, and I'm good. There's no doubt about it. I'm also saying that I've never listened to those guys and followed their clothes by any means. I only listened to my mentor because that's what I was aligned with. But I'm also saying that that could be an option for you too. Or you can just use this little scripty script I gave you right here and plug and play. Okay? So the key here is you want to really activate the gap. You want to practice when you say how much something is. Now, let me say this. Many of you are in the stage of the game where you're going to be just offering one-on-one coaching. When I did my 6 months and six figures, it was a $10,000 program. It was just a one-on-one program. I did the script, and I then invited people to do a strategy session with me. Now, let me tell you here. I want you to practice. No matter if it's $10 million or if it's 10 bucks or 100 bucks. No matter what, you're going to be going up to your edge. So I want you to practice. So for me, I practice. I said it's $10,000 and you can pay in full, or I take all major credit cards. And I would practice that over and over and over again until there was no glitch in my energy, because people could feel the glitch in your energy. If you're like, oh, it's $2,000, and then all your stuff comes up about fear, about money, and da-da-da-da-da, you never want to let them see you sweat. Same thing if you have a toddler. You don't want that toddler ever to see, or that little, my four-year-old, I don't ever want him to see that he's gotten my goat or he's pissed me off. Because once he knows he's gotten me, then he's gotten me, because I'm so riled up. So I tell my husband and I, our whole thing is never let him see you sweat. Don't, no, that's real bummer, Sawyer. Looks like you're going to have to go in your room and think about that. You know, like we have a little voice. And so the thing is also with this, you don't want anyone to ever see you sweat this. Yeah, never, ever, ever. Okay. So please practice, this. Right on. And then you'll see in this little scripty script, I write down, I actually talk about, you know, I look at it, $4,000 is not that much for a new body and a new life, is it? When you count up all the countless diet programs, the books, the time, the energy, the emotions, all the clothes you've ever spent money on in your closet that don't fit over the years, how much does that come to? It could be thousands and thousands of dollars. What if this time was a time you drew the line in the sand and told the universe you were done with playing small, living on the energetic roller coaster of fat and thin, body obsession, and once for all you were done with this weight, these weight and body issues? And I have to tell you, Melissa Frederick, she is one of my clients and in many of the programs I'm in, and you guys ought to, she's actually a body transformation, body empowerment photographer now. She lost 60 pounds. She did this program 2 years ago. She lost 60 pounds and now has her own rockin' business as a photographer. So, yeah, I might have been saying this. I might have been doing this for sales or whatever, but the truth is it was true service. And that's what you have to get behind. You, these are people, and you could change their lives. All right. Is this module continuing? Yes, it is. Oh, yeah, there's more. Thank God for the Earl today. Jeez, okay. Where are we? Now that you've successfully marketed and given your free call, it's time to market your program. So you might think, oh, I'm done. Oh, thank God, I'm over that thing, right? But no, this is when it really, this is when the rubber meets the road. So here's what you got to do. The night of the free call, so the day of the free call, send out an email along the lines, were you there? With the link to your sales page and the audio, deep breath, and the audio recording of your call and your special bonus offer. Get excited because the new orders are coming in. Now, so you could pre-write these. If you have your copywriter can do all these follow-up emails. If not, you're going to have to do these. That's why I said take a couple weeks to get everything going. Okay, the day after your free call, send a solo blast to your whole list announcing the program, and it may include your opted-in people, but you also want to inform the folks who couldn't make the free call to your program. So use the same marketing plan you used for promoting your free call, but this time the call to action is your program. So what I mean is do videos, do social media posts, do solo mailers, do the affiliate marketing, do the friend marketing, and keep your eyes on the prize, and do not waver or give up or say, this doesn't work, or I suck, and go hide under a pillow with your WC. Take care of your little WC, your wounded child. Know that she's definitely going to be getting out in the way because you just put yourself out there, but keep your frequency high. Get some therapy, get some coaching if you need to, and keep your energy up, eyes on the prize. Seriously, this is really important. You got to keep that frequency so the people can feel like you can hold their container and hold them. And then you also need to spread your legs and be vulnerable enough to let it in, to allow yourself to truly receive that which you desire. And what you desire is the clients, and to serve and to support. This is such an important piece. A lot of times at this point in the game, I am praying. I'm saying, God, just help me get out of my own way. Get me, use me, God. Use me, God. Use me, love, or use me, source. Use me. Get out of my own way. Like, we block ourselves like crazy because you don't think you're worth it or you deserve it or it's too expensive or who do you think you are, and all this stuff. I totally get it, but you have to work through that like lickety-split if you want to really be in that high container in order to receive the money that you desire. Please never tell me, hey, this doesn't work. It only works if you quit and if you let that WC, that little six-year-old, run your business. You just keep showing up and doing this. You keep doing this 6-8 times out of the year, you're going to get better at it. And you know what? If you need to keep your day job, keep your day job. I worked as a social worker for 20 hours a week. then I released that, and then I was a health coach, but I also taught 6 yoga classes a week. So, you know, if you have anxiety, just take care of yourself so you're not too afraid. Okay? Don't beat yourselves up. After you have worked so hard to promote and host your call, you may be exhausted and overwhelmed and wondering, WTF. Practice does make perfect. I'm also going to just recommend that after you do something such as this of giving so much, line up a self-care appointment. Line up a date with your money lover. Book a massage. Book a pedicure. Do something after the call to get you in that position of receiving. Really important piece. Okay? So allow yourself to receive. All right. Now, here's the truth, Ruth. You may have the best content, truly. You might be the best thing since sliced bread and the biggest heart on the planet, but when it's said and done, this is business. And it's a beautiful blend of your heart and numbers. And that's why building your list is really priority numero uno. And we are going to do a whole module on that, so don't you worry. So industry standards these days suggest that you can expect a closing rate of 1 to 10% from a free call. Less than 5% is the average. So let's say you have 100 people on the call. You could get anywhere from 1 to 10 people into your program. You get this? This is important. I want you to highlight this. Now, they also say that the people that are on the actually are on the live call, let's say you have, I'm going to just give a rough number. Let's say you have 1,000 people that register for your call. Only 200 people are on the actual live stream with you, or the 100, let's say 100 people, because they all think they're going to get the free, they're going to get the recording. Out of those 100 people, only 10 people, 10% buy. So that means you got to do everything in your power to get people live on that call with you. I learned that just last couple months ago. So getting people there live is so important. Obviously, I'm giving you some sort of advanced tools. Many of you are just starting out. For you, maybe just doing your first teleclass is going to be an achievement, right? Getting your first teleconference number, getting your, you know, doing all this, doing your first video. So be gentle with yourself. Okay? Now, let's keep going. Action steps. Woo! 111. Say, make a wish. Answer all the questions in this guidebook. Set up your teleconference line. Go, that's like something easy peasy to do. Choose the teleclass model you wish to experience. Plan out your teleclass and follow all the action steps in this guidebook to market and fill both your teleclass and your program. Please go easy on yourself. Come on, we're not here like entrepreneur beat up camp here. Don't beat yourself up if you don't make your goal first thing. Seriously, you're going to get tested and tested and tested. Keep going. Be persistent and never give up. Practice, practice, and practice some mo. And remember, it's a numbers game, and that's why you're building your list with this teleclass. Oh, my goodness, that was a lot of juicy content. I hope you all enjoyed that as much as I did. I am going to open the lines. I'd like to hear just a check-in. You know, we're at week 9. I'd love a check-in from you about how you are, what's going on. And also, I'm here to answer any specific questions. So raise your hand by pressing star 2. Or I'll check on the line as well, the Q&A line. Or just do a check-in with me, especially if you haven't been here before. Or haven't been here for a while. Hello, is this Sazu? Oh, wait, I lost you. Hold on a second. Hi, is this Sazu?
Yep, that's me.
Hi, what's your question?
So my question is, because right now I'm putting a teleseminar for this call that I'm hosting next week, having to do with a launch that I'm going through, but I'm sort of like wondering, because I feel like I'm rushing things, and I'm wondering how much time this whole process should take, or I don't know if you feel what I'm trying to say. I feel like I'm sort of like rushing to get everything out, like so that I can do it as quickly as possible, but I don't want to rush myself too much as I'm going through the process and then not get things right, you know?
Well, what's your intention?
That's a good one. I like that. I feel like I mean, definitely my intention is to have a very successful call. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that if I'm rushing it.
Right. It's a
yeah.
big deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe if you really, it's a lot of energy, a lot of time, I would say line it up so that it's really juicy rather than stress yourself out and do a rough draft just for the sake of doing a rough draft.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah. So what do you think you want to do?
No, I mean, I'm already working. I'm working with a few people on my team to get things out. But I felt like I wanted to do it in August, but I just heard some of the comments that you made on the call today about September being a good time as well. I feel like pushing it back a little bit, like a couple of weeks, will actually give me enough time to get everything done the way that I want to, like the level of quality that I'm used to doing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So in September is, well, one thing you could do a three-part series. You could do one call in August. Well, next week is the 15th. Maybe you do two calls and then one call in September.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I wasn't thinking about a three-part series, but that sounds good too.
Right. And there would be a good list builder, and then you could have, like, it's like an event, and then people can come in, you could create your JV partners and your affiliates and your friend partners and get some exciting, you know, balls rolling, because I know you're good at the community and the pals, and I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, no, I think that sounds really good.
Right on. What sounds good about it?
Well, the fact that it would definitely give me the more time and to build it up. And I feel like with the three-part series, like there's definitely more opportunity for people to jump on, even if not at the first call, like there's more time in between so that there's more opportunity for people to sign up for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it sounds good to me.
Right on. Exciting.
I know, I'm trying to keep it down because of our work.
Oh, okay, good. All right. Sounds good, love. Well, I'll talk to you in a little bit because you're
right,
one of my private clients, so that'll be, we can hash it out more.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Who else wants to share or ask a question? Press star 2. Even if you haven't shared anything in a while. Yeah, we got people. Laura, how you doing? I'm so
great,
good.
Thank you. I have a quick question. I was wondering about when you talked about using the call to get people into your one-on-one versus group program. What I mean, I guess I don't have a full one-on-one clientele right now, but I think it might. I mean, I'm attracted by the group, so could you maybe just talk about that a little bit more?
Right. So, well, tell me what your numbers are.
As far as?
It's like how many one-on-one people you have, how many people you have on your list, et cetera.
Okay. I have two one-on-one clients right now. I have a list of about 96.
Great.
And yeah, I'm nearing that 100 point. I can just taste it. It's almost there.
Oh,
And so, next week, for instance, I'm leading a workshop where I have 13 people coming right now, none of whom are on my list or have been exposed to me before.
Amazing.
They're in a meetup group that I'm leading, so I know that there's some potential there. But I guess I'm just wondering which direction to go, just because obviously group coaching would be less expensive than my one-on-one packages. And so, of course, maybe that's my mindset thinking, nobody will pay for my one-on-one packages, so I better just go to this group counseling or group coaching,
I think that, well, if you, how that's – that's the thing you have to look at is how many, mm-hmm. like how much would you charge for a group? And what are your one-on-one packages right now?
My one-on-one packages are, I have an 8-call package that's $1,000 and a 12-call package that's $2,000 that has some more extras in it too.
So 1K and 2K?
Right.
And then how much would your group be?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm thinking that, see, this is how I was thinking, is that I would start out with, like, since it's my first time doing it, I would charge less, and then on the second time charge more. So I was thinking, you know what? I sound pathetic right now, man. I was thinking about charging $247 for my first group, which would be 8 calls. Is that pathetic?
Well, I'm not here. No, I mean, I'm not here to judge. It's just.
Okay.
So $247 for 8 calls, and then
yeah.
then you would have to get 4 people at that in order to get your 1K rate.
Right.
So if you're confident, I know that I did my cleanse was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could give you, this is how I did it in the beginning, is I had my cleanse, and it was, I got 22 people in there. I did a pilot for really cheap. I did it,
okay.
I think, for $60 just so that they would, then in exchange for a success story. So I took these women, 22 women, they were like friends and neighbors and clients, and I took them through the cleanse, but then I got all these success stories. They're the success stories that are on my cleanse page on my website years ago.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
one way. And then you do an official launch to that list of 100 people, and it's already been proven because you've got success stories. And then
okay.
you charge, yeah, you could do $247. And then if you got 8 people, that'd be $2,000.
Right. All right.
So do you think, the question is a lot of times,
yeah.
So I would do that, and many, many times I didn't get client. You know, I would get maybe 5-10 people. I wasn't getting 30 people, and I really wanted 30 people.
Right. Okay.
So that's what you have to think about is really will 4 to 8 people join you for $247?
Right.
Or would you be better off just getting 4, you know, next week offering a strategy session to these 13 people or health history mm-hmm. and then closing? I mean, why – you're a health coach, aren't you?
No, I'm a divorce / breakup coach.
Ooh, juicy!
I run
people will pay
balance.
For that. People will. By the way, people will pay for anything. If people are in enough pain or they want something, I mean, have you ever wanted something and even if you didn't know how to get
yes.
the money, you figure it out. You just
yes.
have to get behind your work.
Yes.
People will pay for that. I mean, that's juicy. And $1,000 to $2,000 to end some boyfriend drama and create space for what they really want is, you know, you could raise your rates pretty soon.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that helps me because that's one way that I wasn't looking at it is how many people do I need in order for it to be beneficial as my one-on-one is. So I wasn't looking at that equation at all. And I also wasn't thinking about offering it to them at a lower price in order to get a testimonial, too, so that
mm-hmm.
I could use that in the future. So those are both great ideas, so thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, definitely you want to start thinking about that because the amount of energy and time to get 8 or 4 people in at $247, where you could just have one call with one person and get one person.
Right.
At that same rate.
Right.
So.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you.
I'm glad you
I hear you,
keep
sister.
It. Great question. I hear you, sister.
You.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Who else is next? Give me a *2. *2, raise your hand. Anyone? Any juicy questions? Are you guys asleep? I know that was like a lot of content, a lot of deep and not so cheap, that's for sure. All right, we got it. Hello. Oh, and then I just, sorry, I keep doing that. Okay, is this Elizabeth?
Hey, Amanda.
Hey, I was just thinking to myself, where is Elizabeth? She's been gone for years, and I need to find through my text because I know you text me and I see what's up. So what's going on?
I am here. I've just been quiet and loving your calls. Thank you. Today I wanted to just ask about affiliate partnerships because every time I hear someone sharing about it, I sort of just tune it out because I'm afraid of how much information there is. And I just wanted to ask you, I feel like until you've done the hard work and the homework of actually arriving at the step that you're at, like let's say you're throwing your live event or someone else is hosting their teleclass or whatever, it's all this information that you don't know how to apply. Like you keep hearing it, but if your life is not positioned to that exact moment of needing an affiliate partnership, I just keep tuning it out. So I'm wondering, I guess like with every step along your business, we need help along the way. And so I guess there are just so many choices that I'm wondering. Like you just shared that you offered your cleanse and then those testimonials are testimonials that help you launch your program to an actual list. But for example, when you said you partnered up with the dating coach who's, you know, not in direct competition with you, I guess my question is, are you both helping each other? So in each affiliate partnership, mm-hmm. I see it as a mutual benefit to both, but I don't understand the structure around who's helping who more and who's needing to pay the other person. So when you're pitching your dating coach, you're pitching her to us. So, like, isn't that helping her? Has she just obtained us as a client?
No, she's – so there's an affiliate. An affiliate is different than a joint venture.
Oh, okay.
An affiliate just promotes your stuff, but they
okay.
and then you pay them money for their referral. A joint venture, so like an example of a joint venture would somewhat be Michelle Gelati. She wasn't interested in just being an affiliate, and she wasn't interested in just being on a gift page. She wanted to be in front of my people. So I hosted a call with her. That's
Can I pause you for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so her name again is?
Michelle Gelati.
Oh, okay, Michelle. So when you say she wasn't interested in being an affiliate would just be someone who is sharing to her network who Amanda Moxley is, and then she would be making a commission on each sale that you obtained.
Exactly. But the other thing is with an affiliate, sometimes affiliates don't have a big list, or they wouldn't be, maybe they have only 100 people or 200 people in their network, they wouldn't be a good joint venture partner for me because what do they have to offer me?
Right. I mean, you might get one sale from them or something. And so that's just kind of sitting on the back burner, right? In case.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's an affiliate. And then the other thing is you were saying she didn't want to give a gift. So a gift would be whatever you're promoting of your own product, the bonus could be what Michelle is offering, is what you're saying.
Right.
And so then whoever signed up for your program would get her free 1 hour whatever.
Yeah, that would be a bonus, yep.
Okay, but instead she wanted to be in front of your people, and so you arranged where she did the 1 hour branding conversation. I actually have yet to listen to it, so I wanted to say thanks for offering that, and I'm excited to hear it. But okay, I'll let you continue from there. So instead, she wanted to be in front of your people, and so she agreed to let her give her 1 hour talk.
Yep. But see, she mailed to her. So what she did is she mailed to her people about the Healthy Wealthy Biz School like several months ago. And she has a big list. So she mailed to her people, and so she brought people into me as well.
Okay, so in this case, it's like her list is getting exposure to your Healthy Wealthy Biz School, and then someone like me who had not been exposed to Michelle's work will now hear her branding call and potentially sign up for her thing.
Exactly.
And what position do you call that? Is that a joint venture?
That's a joint venture.
Okay, okay. Because I just know there's a bazillion colors and varieties and shades of this relationship, and so I just get so overwhelmed. Like, you're giving this person 30%, and like another question I heard was or have is, and I didn't understand this. So let's say, so when people are, I guess I had perceived that, like, let's say Amanda has a 5,000-person mailing list and Jenny has a 5,000-person mailing list. I used to think of it like you are giving each other's emails to each other, but now I understand that's not what you're doing. You're simply giving Jenny, like, the front page article of something you're doing, and then she's pushing go and mailing it to her list, all of which you never see or know about, and then whatever sales occur via that link.
Yep.
Then this is what I'm trying to wrap my head around. So you send a front page sales page or something to Jenny. Jenny hits go and sends it to her 5,000 people. You don't see those names. You don't know those names. You're not obtaining those names from her. She's
right.
Simply sending a fishing line out into her 5,000 fish community. And
yep.
Then if a fish bites on her end, you somehow pay for that afterwards, after you've recouped that business?
Yeah, then they would be my affiliate. So if one of her fish becomes my client, then I give her an affiliate fee. I give her 30%.
Okay. And so each time that you have a product that you're asking Jenny to do that, that's a different relationship?
Pretty much the same thing. But it's just a different program, under a different program.
Right. What I mean is it's not – so you could launch a product each year and each year do something with Jenny. And so you could structure a different price arrangement for each or
– No, you just keep – it's standard 30%.
Oh, I see. So you give 30% for – anything purchased from you that was one of her fish.
Exactly.
Got it. That's what
and
you meant.
And same with affiliates. I give affiliates 30% too. The only difference is affiliates, I'm not featuring affiliates, but I'm featuring joint venture partners. So that's the only difference. So affiliates, they share on their free will. And then joint ventures, I partner. They share to their list, and then I share my people with them as well.
Got it. See, this is where it confuses me a little bit because, like, if you're selling a $500 program and let's say I'm an affiliate of yours and let's say hypothetically I had thought the affiliate was 50-50 because sometimes some people advertise stuff like that, 50-50.
Well, some are,
so
yeah.
So then you'd be getting $250 of your 500, but definite exposure to someone who didn't even know you before, who could now continue on and be a part of your tribe.
Yep.
And so what you're saying is 30% is the standard. Okay, that makes sense. And then you could potentially have like 30 Jennies lined up. You could have Jenny and Kim
exactly.
And Sarah and Christy. Right. So yeah, okay, that helps. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. All right, my loves. Deep breaths. Again, I'm going to send out one more rally cry for each and every one of you to really, you know, amp up the connection and the vortex in our Facebook group and really create these partnerships. The people you're journeying with, they could be, you know, your affiliates and your joint ventures and your profitable, portable, and playful biz for years to come. So let's cultivate these relationships. We got 4 more weeks in the Healthy Wealthy Biz School. If you haven't been listening or you haven't been here on the calls, I want you to get your buns. I want you to get your ass back into school and really give this your best. Give us your best. I want you to effing focus as if this was the first week. All right? Bless you all. Thank you so much. I'll see you on the Facebook forum, and have a good week. Namaste. The moderator.